This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. This is the morning run with Xiao Ning and Lin. It's just gone past 9:19. And before we get into some corporate news for you, let's take a quick look at Bursa Malaysia because it's still down 0.4% to 1489. And like I said, the rest of the region is also in the red. It looks like the tech results coming up from the A-team, as we call, didn't help markets. And it seems there's still a lot of profit taking across the region. And the top value names remain pretty much the same. Supermax is at the top of the board at 9 ringgit 61 cents. Top Glove has overtaken Hoa Gunting. It's number 2 now at 8 ringgit 77 cents. And like I said, Hoa Gunting still up close to 8% at 84.5 cents. Green Packet has seen a bit of a jump, up 3% to 49.5 cents. And Care Plus up 1.14% to 3 ringgit and 56 cents. Now, this whole morning, we've been talking extensively on tech because the A-team of tech released their results. But of course, Apple is the one that everyone looks at. And we've just had Dan Ives from Wedbush Securities giving us a lowdown on it. Now, we do know that the iPhone 12 was launched with much fanfare with 5G capability, and this A14 Bionic chip, which is supposedly the fastest processor in any phone that improves the camera function. But all this comes with an eye-watering price of $780 for the entry-level iPhone 12 mini. Now, despite this higher sticker price and a global slowdown, will the iPhone 12 start a new super cycle for Apple? And if that is the case, the big question, do any companies in the Malaysian technology space benefit? So to help us answer this question, we speak to Tan Jay Yang, Senior Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Thank you for joining us this morning, Jay Yang. Now, so far, what have your channel checks revealed about the iPhone 12 demand?
iPhone 12 demand has been extremely overwhelming so far. As what we understand, reservations for iPhone 12 and the Pro model are so strong that they are reported sold out in several countries like Taiwan and United States. In China, the Apple website actually crashed briefly due to huge pre-order traffic. So far, also we noticed that the delivery lead times are extended by 2 to 3 weeks in most countries. iPhone 12 Pro models seem to be more popular than the iPhone 12 model. Mini and Pro Max model will be available only next month. We do expect that Mini to be very popular in lower end markets like India. These are signs implying that this iPhone iteration is likely to be another super cycle.
And is this the reason why you've also upgraded your sector call on Malaysian technology from neutral to overweight? I mean, what is that view premised on?
This launch definitely changed our view. Having said that, we also expect the tech sector to experience multi-year earnings growth supported by fundamental exponential demand. Companies under our coverage are beneficiaries of iPhone 12 launch. We expect that this iPhone models to be a super cycle on the back of Huawei's sourcing woes, whereby it is handicapped by in terms of hardware and software sourcing. Another point of view is that we think that travel ban in view of the COVID-19, it will divert spending from international tourism to consumer electronics. Our forecasts reflect the majority of the companies under our coverage, such as Franken, UWC and Vitrox, will deliver all-time high earnings in the upcoming quarterly results. And now we have 4 buys and 1 hold within the sector, hence the overweight call.
But what could derail your optimistic view, Jiang? Because, I mean, we look at the rising COVID-19 cases around the world. Could it cause another round of global lockdowns and once again disrupt supply chains?
Definitely. COVID-19 is definitely at risk. That's what we experienced earlier this year in March, whereby lockdown actually restricted operations. Some actually operated at only at subpar utilization and some were not allowed to operate at all. Besides that, we expect COVID-19 will incur higher costs, such as in logistics, labor, and medical, and etc. We also expect that any spillover from this effect will cause sourcing issues, since the supply chain is so integrated and interdependent. Raw material prices is also a risk. Any hike in raw material prices, such as in gold, copper, argentum, aluminium, or iron, will eat into their margins. Lastly, if the weaker US dollar will also play a major role, since majority of their sales proceeds are dominated in US dollar.
But nonetheless, what are your top picks in this sector and why?
We tactically position ourselves in favor of the front-end players over the back-end players. But nonetheless, we have our topics are Franken, UWC and Inari for now. Franken, we have a buy rating with a target price of 410. As for UWC, we also have a buy call with a target price of 8 ringgit and 88 cent. Lastly, for Inari, we have a buy call with a target price of 328.
Thank you for your time. That was Tan Jay Young, Senior Investment Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, giving us who would be the winners in Malaysia's technology sector with regards to the launch of the iPhone 12, where he has mentioned that demand has been rather strong despite the global slowdown, the fact that most countries don't actually have 5G capability. But his focus is very much on the front-end players. So his top picks are Franken, UWC and Inari. Do you have any takeaways, Lynn? What were your thoughts from his call?
I was just a little bit amused, you know, when he was illustrating at the very beginning, talking about just how strong that demand has been. The fact that in China, even though, you know, there was a bit of talk about how China sales were down by about a third this quarter, the website actually crashed. And, you know, other countries have reported completely selling out of the iPhones. Delivery lead times have been extended. So it just goes to show the kind of stranglehold that Apple does have on its consumers. Because when you buy Apple, you tend to buy into the ecosystem, right? You're not just buying into a single device. So that was quite interesting. And of course, he pointed out that strategically they are looking a little bit more positive on the front end players versus the back end ones at this point in time.
Like I say, Apple is a cult. You're a believer all the way and you like all their products. Up next, the property show with Sim Wee Boon, who talks to Chris Tan of Chur Associates. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.